Historic preservationists in Phoenix are fighting to save Arizona's oldest American Legion post. As Christina Estes reports from KJZZ's downtown bureau, the city is considering a redevelopment project for the property near 7th Avenue and Van Buren.
If you drive along 7th Avenue, you could easily zip by a big parking lot and miss the red single-story building just beyond it. But not Opal Wagner.
Please do right by the historic preservation piece on this project.
Wagner is a member of the Luke Greenway American Legion Post 1 Auxiliary. During a recent city meeting, she pushed council members to save a building that's not only home to Arizona's first American Legion post, it's one of the first in the country, one of three chartered on the same day in 1919.
It's had functioned as the veteran services and community services continuously for over 100 years. It's extremely well documented because each post requires its post to compile a history, and all of those records exist.
More than 100 years ago, a charter member deeded his land to the city in exchange for American Legion Post 1 getting a 99-year lease. Phoenix extended the lease so the post could celebrate 100 years, while the city put the nearly two-acre site on the market.
92 multifamily residential units are proposed on the site.
Zandon Keating with Phoenix's Economic Development Department presented a proposal by Milwaukee-based Cardinal Capital Management.
It is a mixed-income development.
About 25% would be designated workforce housing. That's for households with incomes between 80 and 120% of the area median income. The remaining units would be for lower-income households. In all cases, veterans would get priority. The proposal includes 3,000 square feet for veteran support services, an interpretive feature documenting Post 1's history, and a 6,500 square foot park and socialization area. Missing from the pitch was how to preserve existing buildings in their entirety, and that bothered some nearby residents.
If you do the project as the project is right now, you're signing the death knell for that American Legion Hall.
We support this veterans housing 100%, just not in its current form.
The community, if I can speak for the larger group, is very disappointed with the outcome of the plan on the table.
Bob Graham is a historical architect who lives and works close to American Legion Post 1. He thinks the city should sell the property to Cardinal Capital Management for $1.6 million under this condition.
The council said as a matter of policy that the historical buildings on the site be preserved.
He submitted a nomination to the National Register of Historic Places, but Chris Mackey with the city's Economic Development Department said they requested it be put on hold.
The intention was not to stop a process, it was to allow the process to fully play out so that the city council, once we had a recommended proposer, could make the determination of what they thought was in the best interest of the property related to our veterans.
Michelle Dobb, the city's historic preservation officer, said the original building grew over time due to additions. She asked state historic preservation representatives if the site could make it onto the National Register.
There is the possibility of removing some portions of the building and still having a building that they believe is eligible for designation and would support moving forward to the keeper in Washington, D.C.
Bob Graham, the local architect, presented an alternative design he said could preserve the building while also keeping the proposed housing and parking units.
There's validity in his document.
Economic Development Director Chris Mackey said on the surface it looked reasonable and told the subcommittee she would connect Graham with the potential developer.
This will be a multiple-step process, not just this council meeting, and should you move it forward, the formal council meeting, there will be two subsequent council meetings and community meetings related to the zoning as well.
If history is any indication, future meetings about the past will spark passionate debates. But as Phoenix weighs the need to add more affordable housing while upholding the city's historic preservation policies, there will likely be consensus over a single skinny structure. The post's 150-foot pole that keeps the American flag soaring downtown. The city says it must stay or be replaced with a similar-sized flagpole. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.